In the 1970s, at the height of its power, the UAW had more than 1.5 million members. Today, fewer than 400,000. Some of what's behind that is an aging union workforce. But it's not just the UAW. As many in the labor movement turn to retirement, unions are looking to rebuild and reinvent with younger members. Roland Zullo is with the Institute for Research on Labor, Employment, and the Economy at the University of Michigan. Welcome.
Thank you very much.
So, Roland, we know that younger workers, millennials, are more pro-union, and yet they're not joining those unions. What's behind this?
Well, there's some factors that are explaining why more younger people are attracted to unions. Mm-hmm. But the reason why more are not joining is because we happen to have a very difficult environment out there to join. So forming a union takes a great deal of effort and risk on the part of workers. And there are many employees, many younger people who just simply don't take those risks.
Though when you look at the 1970s, there were these risks being taken, maybe less so in the 80s and 90s and the aughts. So what has happened then fundamentally to change younger workers being ready to do that?
Job insecurity is the main one. So the fact that there's been a great loss of employment nationwide, but especially here in the Midwest, where we've lost, in the past decade, we've lost roughly half of our manufacturing employment. So it's very difficult in that context to take the risk of joining a union and angering the boss who uses the threat of job dislocation, threat of moving, shutting down the factory, moving somewhere else as a way to discourage unionization. And that's one of the most imposing threats that workers face today.
How much does it also have to do with just how jobs are changing? That as we're seeing less manufacturing jobs, if you're talking about, and younger workers tend to maybe be freelancers or work a few different jobs at once, how much of that is playing into this?
And that's another dimension as well. As workers become more dispersed in different locations, and as they work more precarious jobs, perhaps multiple jobs in different places, it becomes harder, of course, to find that community of interest strong enough to find the solidarity to join a union. That's also at work as well.
I wonder also, too, is there something about social media and technology that people don't necessarily feel the need to be represented by a physical group of people because somehow they get a certain level of support from an online group?
Social media is a factor, but I would say social media is a bigger factor in garnering support. What's more available now than ever before, because it's outside of the mainstream media, are much more positive stories about what unions are doing in the communities to help elevate the conditions for all workers. Unions have always done this, but now we see this as a growing strategy among labor unions. The Fight for 15 campaign to try to get $15 an hour wages at fast food franchises is being underwritten by a labor union. The Walmart campaigns to try to improve conditions for Walmart workers is being, again, underwritten by a labor union. So the more young people see that and know that, they realize that the labor movement has never been about simply organizing members under one roof. They've always been more broadly about the working class population.
Did labor unions miss the ball in the 80s and the 90s trying to get younger workers? Did they just sort of not look at that generation but now are sort of paying for it decades later?
I think they've always been interested in younger workers. What happened, I think, in the 1980s is they were very slow to see how their own membership was being decimated by capital flight. The 1980s really marks the period, the early 1980s, the recession, especially from 80 to 82, marked the period in which you saw waves of plant closings and huge membership losses among the major labor unions out there. In that early period, labor was gambling or waiting for that economic era to adjust itself, and it never did. So membership continued to decline after that point.
Let's go back to this idea then, you know, okay, so younger workers maybe did start feeling some of the pain of the economy. We saw groups like Occupy Wall Street. Did labor do enough to see that anger and harness it?
Well, Occupy Wall Street was a very important event in that it symbolized the amount of anger out there. the Occupy Wall Street movement was primarily led not so much by people in the working class, but by middle class younger folks who weren't seeing the opportunity that they had been promised. And what happened soon after Occupy Wall Street began, and of course we had Occupies in many different places in the country,
sure.
Labor unions did support those efforts by providing direct monetary support, offering their union halls up. And it did, again, it was important because all of the origins of Occupy Wall Street were outside of the labor movement. It looked so much like the kinds of activism that you saw in the 1930s that predated the rise of labor unions. So the question is whether or not labor unions can capitalize on the discontent out there and help working people, better their conditions.
So if we see in the next decade, two decades, the majority of folks who were part of unions in the 70s and 80s retiring, getting out of the workforce, if we continue to see membership where it is right now, what do unions look like in 2030, 2040?
That's a good question, and I don't have a good answer for you. I can say this, though. I want to just comment about the retiree aspect of
Please.
It. Many unions, including the UAW, have actually very active retiree chapters. Just because someone leaves the employment situation and exits as a formal union member doesn't mean they get completely cut off from the union movement. There are retiree chapters all over the country that try to keep their former members active, especially in political affairs. So it's actually important that these older retirees stay connected because they're the ones who can teach the younger generation coming forward many of the lessons that are important to run and to be active in the union movement.
Roland Zullo is with the Institute for Research on Labor, Employment, and the Economy at the University of Michigan. Thanks so much for coming in.
Very welcome.